As the search and rescue effort continues in New York today, hope is still alive among some searching for lost loved ones. But there is a growing sense of resignation and of grief. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
In front of a midtown Manhattan firehouse, there's a large and growing pile of tributes, about 100 bouquets, framed pictures of the New York skyline, and dozens of candles left by New Yorkers on their way to work, all of which is moving to the firemen on the truck stalls here.
I can't even begin to express what it feels like. It's tremendous. It's tremendous. And it's not just here. We've spoken to the other companies in the area, and it's the same thing all over. Nobody we know, you know, just passers-by from wherever they're from.
The firemen here say they have not given up hope, but the fact is rescue workers have just not pulled that many people out of the rubble. And as time goes on, it's hard not to start to believe the worst. And this firehouse is suffering badly.
There are 14 guys that are missing from this station. Everybody that responded from this house is missing.
Firefighter Chris Balducci.
Basically, our whole battalion, which is two trucks and three engines and the battalion chief. So everybody from this house, everybody from the two neighboring houses that way, they're all missing.
One fireman I tried to talk to just shook his head and his eyes filled with tears. But Chris Balducci says right now he doesn't mind sharing what he and the other firemen are going through.
It's tough, you know, a lot of people deal with things in different ways, you know. Sometimes talking about it is better. For some guys, they just can't, you know. If you would ask me yesterday to talk, I probably couldn't have. You deal with it as best you can, and you go through, you know, high points and low points, and right now we're heading down towards probably the lowest point of our lives. I don't know what I have left, you know.
There are still thousands of people across New York wondering what's happened to people they love. As you've probably seen by now, many people have hastily made posters with enlarged photographs of missing friends and family members. There seems to be a tragic futility in all these posters, but I spoke yesterday to a young couple, Shefali and Rajesh Gandhi, who said it made them feel better to be doing something, and at that point, they were still hoping to find their friend who worked in the Twin Towers.
We're going to hold on to every piece of hope that we have. I mean, there's a million things that could have happened. We don't know.
There's hope. I mean, we're hearing, you know, all these things. People are getting pulled out, and people are in these hospitals who have not been identified yet.
Today, however, the Gandhis sounded more resigned to the idea that they've lost a close friend. Shefali bought 5 newspapers this morning, and one of them had a diagram of where the planes struck the towers.
They thought the affected area was from 96 to 103 is where they think the plane hit. He was, I think it's anywhere between the 90th and the 94th floor.
I think as you start doing the math, the timings and all these anecdotal evidence just gives you less confidence or less of a probability that, maybe, you know, he just physically couldn't make it when you try to work it all out. But
it's just hard to believe that he could have survived, even though you want to.
The Gandhis say they're starting to focus now on trying to get back to their regular lives again. Both are being called back into work. And they say they're still hanging on to the shred of hope they have left. Chris Arnold, NPR News, New York.